2018's been a big year for Hawaii baritone Quinn Kelsey. In January, he sang in Il Trovatore at the Met. He then did Don Carlo in Washington, D.C. In spring, he returned to the Met before performances of La Traviata in Zurich. He's here in Hawaii briefly before returning for two more productions at the Metropolitan in fall. He's doing Guermande for a new production of La Traviata in December. Wow. We better grab him while he's here.
I'm never home, and it's a good thing.
In the high-stakes, hotly competitive world of grand opera, baritone Quinn Kelsey has pretty much arrived. Mull this. Kelsey has key roles in four Metropolitan Opera productions this year. He says he grew up with a lot of great voices in Hawaii.
I've known young singers here while I was still at UH, for whom classical singing was considerably easier than most. But then the majority of those hit a wall when it was time to consider the fact of, you know, leaving the rock. None of them could do it.
What did you do?
Decided to leave, to disconnect that umbilical.
Raised in a singing family, Kelsey decided to stay at UH Manoa and save money to start.
And it was one of the best decisions I ever made. I was hired as a soloist at Central Union. That gave me two big oratorios.
At Central Union, Kelsey learned to learn fast.
And then Hawaii Opera Theater started the Mei Zenki Orvis Opera Studio.
Through the Opera Studio and the Hawaii Symphony, Kelsey worked with Marilyn Horn, Denise Graves, Jerry Hadley, biggies in opera who were amazingly approachable in Hawaii.
I just don't know that I would have gotten all that kinds of attention if I'd gone away to some other school.
He also met the folks from San Francisco Opera and his future boss at Chicago Lyric Opera, all much more accessible than they would have been elsewhere.
And this is one of the things that they don't always tell young singers. Oh yeah, by the way, you need to be able to have 20,000-30,000 on the side.
Just to be able to audition.
Just to be able to audition. I look at my schedule and I'm booked two solid years in advance.
Does that feel good?
Very. You know, because there is no job security in this business. There is no plan if an opera company has hired you and suddenly have to file for Chapter 13. You have nothing to fall back on.
Well, that's a very real eventuality in this business, isn't it? I think we should talk about that.
We should.
Quinn Kelsey with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
Come on.